Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Send the
raining down. Here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory.
We're taking
territory. Fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of friends of quality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Good evening, and welcome to Unbreak My Heart, Part 1 of 5, on Blog Talk Radio presents Healthy Choices with Perry. Remember, all information on this show is provided for your information only, and before you make any changes to your diet, medication, or exercise, please consult your physician or health practitioner. And, once again, we come to you at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, every Monday. Without further ado, here's Ms. Perry.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are broadcasting from Decatur, Georgia, at the Sue Kellogg Library. We are right near Stone Mountain. We are proud and happy to be in the beautiful state of Georgia. And this month is Heart Healthy Month, and we're going to talk about what we can do to make our hearts and keep our hearts healthy. Unfortunately, there is an overwhelming number of African Americans who are afflicted and struck down due to heart disease. And this heart disease is primarily lifestyle related. And when we talk about heart disease and what causes disease, we must look at the physical and the mental. Because the Bible tells us, out of the heart are the issues of life. So in other words, are we worried? Are we troubled? Are we plagued with problems? And are we not given and taking these problems to God? He has said he will bear our burdens, but many of us bear our own burdens. And this too leads to heart disease, stress. So as we talk about taking care of our hearts this month, we're going to look at some of the psychological as well as physiological effects that can ruin or increase the efficiency of the heart. So let's do that right now. Unfortunately, many of us are consuming the wrong foods. That's one way we can destroy or ruin our hearts or increase the efficiency of our hearts. We have to understand that the heart is the most important muscle in the body. Just like we exercise the muscles of our extremities, our arms, our legs, our entire body, we must remember the heart muscle needs adequate nutrition and adequate exercise. And one way we can get that exercise is aerobic exercise, lightly aerobic exercise, like taking a daily walk, maybe walking moderately more moderately on a routine. For instance, if you don't want to get outside and walk, walk right there in front of your television. Just march is right there in front of your television. And let's stop worrying about so many things. That also stresses the heart. Let's remember that worry is not of God. It's a sin to worry. Because it's to worry, and the only thing it does is cause stress. When we give our burdens to God, we should leave them there and not continue to take them back and put them on our chest, which is where our heart is located. So think about it. Let's exercise physically and psychologically by taking care of our heart with less worry and less stress, because mind and body are harmoniously developed. And when we continue to worry and stress ourselves up, it's going to affect us physiologically. So remember that the mind is important, and you have to take care of the mind, and it will affect the heart. We must remember that everything we eat, we are eating ourselves into disease or into health. So when we speak of heart health, we want to consume many fruits and vegetables, grains, seeds. These things strengthen the heart. Green leafy vegetables. We want to avoid fatty foods, fried chicken, lots of dairy and cheese, ice cream. These things debilitate our heart. We must make healthy choices to have a healthy heart. We must choose to eliminate as much as we can fat foods. For instance, if you're eating fatty foods, I don't tell you to stop them immediately, but at least let's start decreasing them. If we're eating 3 pork chops, let's decrease it to maybe 1 pork chop. And let's add a salad with that meal, a green leafy salad. Unfortunately, many of us primarily eating these fatty foods and not balancing them out with a green, leafy, healthy salad. We can add an apple. We can add a grapefruit, an orange, a banana as our so-called fast food. Fast food doesn't have to be a double cheeseburger with French fries on the side and a milkshake to top it off. We can add fast foods like an apple, grapes, a banana. We can add lemon. There's so many varieties of fruit that are available to us that we have a wonderful selection of healthy fruit. We can add our salad. We can add nuts, walnuts, seeds. So many wonderful things we can add to our salad. And enjoy that pork chop if that's what you're eating. I don't tell people to just stop eating the things they enjoy, but let's learn how to re-educate our taste buds. Let's replace the pork chop with a lean piece of meat. We can try some baked chicken. We can try some fish, some baked fish. There's so many things that we can substitute for our fatty foods, because many of us need to re-educate our taste buds. And as we re-educate our taste buds, we will begin to like healthy eating, healthy foods. We can try it once again. Let's look at a fruit salad full of strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, seeds, wonderful things that you can eat right there. Make it right there in your kitchen, along with a baked piece of chicken. You can add some brown rice. Wonderful meals that you can make yourself right there at home to help your heart to be healthier. And that's what we're going to be talking about this month, heart health. We must be our best doctors and advocate things in our life like daily exercise, healthy eating, getting plenty of fresh water. We must get adequate rest. Once again, our heart is the main muscle of our body, and our heart needs to rest. And if we're not getting adequate rest, especially if we're working hard every day, give yourself a good night's rest. Not a 2 or 3 hour nap, but at least 7 to 8 hours of adequate rest. Your body needs that. And let's look at our water consumption. Many of us are dehydrated on a regular basis. Do you understand water is extremely important to hydrate your body, to keep your body replenished, to keep those cells healthy, promoting health throughout the body. So let's remember our rest and our water. Let's get exposure to sunlight. Sunlight is a very important element that we must have, because sunlight promotes a healthy heart, because sunlight has the potential, and it will decrease cholesterol, the bad cholesterol in our bodies, and convert that cholesterol to vitamin D, which will promote healthy teeth, healthy bones. So sunlight is important. And remember, be temperate in all things. Be temperate in sunlight. In other words, be moderate. Let's not get out in the sunlight for hours. Let's find out what's best for us. Most people, medium-skinned people, might need maybe 5 to 10 minutes of sunlight. We want to get our sunlight when it's best outdoors. We want to get those early rays of sunlight before they become damaging. Sunlight is a good thing. We must do it in temperance or moderation, not overdoing anything, but just the right amount to give the body what it needs. And that's one thing the body needs. Besides good nutrition, sunlight is just as important. And remember, your water and fruits, grains, vegetables, and seeds, and one of the most things, or the most thing we can consider, like I said earlier, cast your care to God. Put it on Jesus. Don't worry and fret about problems. That is not heart healthy, to worry and fret about problems. You don't want to do that. You want to cast your care to God. And remember, as we think about this program, I also want to invite you to watch our video clips on YouTube. Look at us on Facebook under Healthy Choices with Pat Reed. We have a lot of avenues that we can share with you. Go and like our pages and continue to listen to our Blog Talk Radio show. Continue to look at our video clips on YouTube. And you also can look at us on Google Plus. We're on Google Plus. We're on Instagram under Healthy Choices with Pat Reed. There are lots of avenues that you can get this information, and feel free to share it with your friends and family. And remember, we are here to educate you, not so much as to give you information alone, but we invite you to implement the information, because without implementation of the information, it's useless. So let's remember to implement the information so that it will become a part of your life, because knowledge is not alone. We must have applied knowledge, apply it, and it becomes wisdom. So we want to thank you for listening to Healthy Choices with Pat Reed, and we invite you to look at our YouTube channels and to visit us on Facebook under Healthy Choices with Pat Reed. And tune in every Monday at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with Healthy Choices with Pat Reed. We are here to improve your life. We're here to give you information that will make you a healthy, stronger person. Once again, you have to apply the information, because without application, it's pretty useless. We can know all we want to know, but if we don't make the changes we need, we are going to be in trouble. We have to make the changes we need. So right now, I'm going to be saying goodbye to you, and thank you once again for listening to Healthy Choices with Pat Reed. Goodbye. I'm going to go ahead and close it out now, because we are at a point where we can close it out. And please feel free to tune in to us and listen to us on the archive version. But just go to Blog Talk Radio and look for Healthy Choices with Pat Reed, and you can listen to us in archives. Thank you for listening. Have a great evening.